Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Radio family, good morning and welcome. Another weekend edition of Community Focus. Always nice to be with you on the weekends, and especially to talk about the good things that are taking place in our communities. She's a regular member of our Community Focus family, but the first time we've really chatted in 2019, so it's very nice to welcome back. And good morning to you, Constance Harris. How you been?
I've been doing great. And thank you so much, Renee, for having me here today.
Absolutely. We have not talked in a while, so we're going to take this opportunity to catch up.
Okay.
Especially as you're back to represent what we're going to get to know better as a radio family and a listening audience. Segmented Marketing Services, Inc., or SMSI, as we'll refer to it for short. Okay, great. And Constance, you serve as the National Project Management Director. So again, I say good morning to you. And of course, the first obvious question right off the bat, who is SMSI? Give us some background on that.
Okay, well, SMSI has been around for about 40 years. They're a national marketing company based right here in North Carolina. The principals are Sandra Miller Jones and Lafayette Jones. The corporate mission of SMSI is just to provide information that individuals and families can use to lead a healthy lifestyle.
Excellent. And of course, how apropos, Constance, we're still in the beginning of 2019. Mm-hmm. A lot of people make those resolutions and I'm going to get in better shape.
I have mine.
A lot of folk do. And then, of course, we get off to a good start, but as... And can you believe it? We're almost, in fact, as we are talking this morning, we're into starting another month. So already 2019, the first month is pretty much gone. Literally.
Right, yes.
Literally. And sometimes, unfortunately, many of us, we do fall off the wagon just a little bit. But here's a great opportunity through Segmented Marketing Services, Inc., in which we can stay on that right track to better health.
Yes, exactly.
So Wonderful. Now, what are some of the things that SMSI has done to help people to be healthier and really to continue to be healthier?
Okay. Well, we've really worked on a lot of initiatives in the past. Some that come to mind right now is we work with St. Joseph Aspirin to help educate people about the pros and cons of aspirin therapy.
Right.
We work with Mrs. Dash to help educate people about the benefits of low-sodium diets.
Exactly, right.
And one that is really close to my heart is we've helped over 8,000 people in the state of North Carolina to enroll in the affordable health insurance.
Right.
Through the Affordable Care Act, which most people call Obamacare.
That's right. And that's where, for those who are likely listening, they're like, that name, Constance, sounds familiar. And that's what it was. You were helping many of us in our communities with the open enrollment period.
Exactly.
So it's nice to see you in this new role. Now, let me ask you, just as a side question, Constance, how did you hear about SMSI? And what was it that really encouraged or inspired you to become the National Project Management Director?
Well, I've actually been working with SMSI for, I would say, since 1990.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
On many different projects. So,
right. So something you're very familiar with.
Yes, something I'm very familiar with.
And no wonder it's so close to your heart, because you know a lot about what SMSI, as far as the services that it provides to the community. I just wanted to backtrack a little bit, because you were talking about two things that really is prevalent in our communities, especially in minority communities, mm-hmm. when we talk about especially the salt intake.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are encouraged, especially as we get older, to really watch how much salt we put into our foods. And really, our body needs some of it.
Correct.
But the issue, as far as we're on the subject of being healthy, is a lot of times everything has to have salt on our foods. And there are some who get a little happy with that
right.
salt.
Mm-hmm.
And then aspirin, because I have heard that. In fact, I too, to use myself as an example, I use it as a daily regimen because that was something that was recommended by doctors, mm-hmm. especially if you take the low dose aspirin. Because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm not by any means declaring myself a medical expert, Constance, but I had heard over the years that was a good way to help persons who either suffered a heart attack or maybe dealing with some other health issue in which taking an aspirin daily can be of some benefit.
Right, and to help keep you from suffering from a heart attack.
That's what it was, yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, I stand corrected. Well, Constance, let me ask you this question as far as SMSI. What is the initiative that you're working on right now that we can share with our listeners?
Okay, well, I'm very happy to talk about that. Sure. We're working on an initiative right now under our Healthy Living Everyday campaign, mm-hmm. and we're working with Humana.
Okay.
So I'm sure you've heard of Humana Insurance
right.
Company.
Yes.
So what we want to do is to help people understand the tremendous benefits that are available to low-income people who receive both Medicare and Medicaid.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Constance, I'm glad you mentioned that. I don't think I've ever had the opportunity to ask, and hopefully this is a question that I'm not putting you on the spot with. Mm-hmm. But most people may, especially those who are not yet of age to receive either one, what's the difference?
Okay, well, I'm glad you asked that because a lot of people get that confused.
Right, exactly. I'm one of them.
I even get confused myself sometimes. The words are so similar.
Exactly.
So Medicare, the best way to think of that is think of health care, Medicare. And it's typically people that are 65 years and older mm-hmm. can qualify for Medicare, or if you've been receiving disability for at least 2 years.
Right.
And then it wouldn't matter your age.
Okay.
Now, Medicaid, on the other hand, think of financial aid.
Okay.
Medicaid
gotcha.
Is based on your income.
Come. Oh.
So that's how, you know, I keep those two straight.
Separate. mm-hmm. And how I'm going to keep them separate going forward. Thank you so much, Constance. I really appreciate you answering that question. And thank you for letting me ask you this.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
As I thank you, Radio Family, we're just into the early beginnings of the weekend edition of Community Focus. Constance, I wanted to ask you one more question before we go to our first break of the morning. Now that we know the initiative that SMSI is working on right now, and especially now that we know the difference between Medicare and Medicaid, mm-hmm. the next question I have, what is the initiative called, or this initiative called?
Okay, so this initiative is called Dual Eligible and LIS Education Initiative.
Okay, and we're going to go into the particulars of that.
Okay.
In fact, why don't we save that for the second half of the program so we can really get into the details of that. But in the meantime, my dear, welcome back, family. It's been a minute.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. And thank you, Radio Family, for the few minutes that we've had to spend together to get the word out and talk about good things that are taking place in our communities. That's definitely the case this morning. Welcoming back Constance Harris from Segmented Marketing Services, Inc., or SMSI for short, in her role as the National Project Management Director. So, Radio Family, after this commercial break, we will get into detail about the initiative LIS as well as dual eligible plans. So stay close as the weekend edition of Community Focus continues right after this break. It's more the weekend edition of Community Focus heard Saturday and Sunday mornings on our intercom stations. Thank you so much, Radio Family, for your time, your company. And it is certainly a wonderful opportunity to welcome those who just may be joining us here. And if you've been with us since the beginning of the program, thank you very much. More of the weekend edition of Community Focus with me, Renee Vaughn, and Constance Harris from Segmented Marketing Services, Inc., SMSI. She serves as the National Project Management Director. And Constance, as we return from break, we were sharing with listeners, and let's get those just tuning in caught up, talking about what SMSI is all about. And really, it's about the health and really the health and welfare of us as individuals. And what this agency is doing in terms of, now repeat what the initiative is called again.
The initiative is called Dual Eligible and LIS Education Initiative.
Excellent. And that's where we're picking up after our break here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. So obviously, what do LIS and dual eligible mean?
Okay, so first let's start with LIS. So LIS stands for Low Income Subsidy. And this is a federal subsidy, but most people familiar with it we'll call it Extra Help or Medicare Extra Help.
Okay.
So those are names that it's known by as well. It's administered by Social Security Administration and Medicare, and it's to help people with who have a low income. Now, this is different from Medicaid.
Okay.
So the income requirements are different. And then we have our Dual Eligible Initiative. Now, the Dual Eligible means some people qualify for both Medicare and Medicaid. So they're dual eligible.
Okay. Now, what would, Constance, if you don't mind, give us an example of someone who would be eligible for both at the same time, either Medicare and or Medicaid?
Well, of course, for Medicaid, they have to have an income that's at a level that would qualify them financially to be on Medicaid. And then for Medicare, maybe they're 65 years or older.
Right.
And so they have Medicare as well.
Okay.
So that would be a good example.
Actually, now how young does, outside of what those who are 65 and up, in terms of eligibility, how early can one be eligible for one or the other?
For Medicaid, children, as soon as they're born, can be eligible for Medicaid.
Okay, now that I did not know. Okay.
Now, Medicare,
right?
If you have been receiving disability for at least 2 years, then you are eligible for Medicare. It doesn't matter your age.
Okay.
But most people become eligible for Medicare once they turn 65.
Gotcha. I take it that may or may not be a frequently asked question amongst individuals.
No,
they pretty much understand.
Well, no, a lot of people don't understand that. Most people just think about it as something for seniors.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So most people don't know
about it. And that's the nice thing about having you on the program is to get the knowledge and the understanding that we don't necessarily have to be right at 65 or above for some of those eligibility requirements. Okay.
So these dual eligible plans, you know, as I said, the person qualifies for because they have both Medicare and Medicaid, but these are special Medicare plans that's designed to benefit this group to serve their medical needs even more than they traditionally would have.
And excellent. Look at you. That was going to be my next question.
Okay.
Let's discuss some of the benefits of both. Let's start with LIS and then let's get into detail with the dual eligible plans.
Okay. So with LIS, that's really going to help with prescription drug costs.
Okay.
You may hear a lot of people complain about their prescription drug costs. So this will help with the monthly premium. If you have
one,
it's going to lower the cost of your premium or, you know, low or no cost. That's the premium is how much you pay each month for the plan.
Excellent.
Deductibles, it would lower your deductibles. So the deductible is how much you have to pay first,
right,
before the plan starts paying for your prescriptions.
Now, again, a similar situation. Mm-hmm. The difference between the deductible and what a lot of us, we also have concern about are the copays.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we'll also help with lowering your copays.
Your copay.
Some
Excellent.
People may have a $4 copay, or
right.
$2, $15,
exactly.
$45, depending on what type of medicine you
right.
have.
Exactly.
So if you qualify for LIS,
mm-hmm.
that will help lower all of your costs for your medicine.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Because, Constance, sadly, you know, we hear likely day after day instances, especially with a lot of our wonderful senior adults,
mm-hmm.
the choices that they literally have to come down to. Medication, paying bills, buying food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, different things in which those, number one, it shouldn't be those choices where you have to decide one over the other because they're all needed.
That's right.
And really for all of us, regardless of our age. But sadly, it's our mothers, it's our fathers, it's mm-hmm. our grandparents, it's older loved ones and friends that we get concerned about, because a lot of times, to add to that, you hear the horror stories of a lot of seniors having to ration whatever they have left because of the fact that medications can get so expensive. And a lot of our seniors simply are on fixed incomes. Mm-hmm. They don't have the money with which to afford the type of medicine that they need to help them with whatever condition that they may be dealing with at that time.
That's right. Yeah, and Renee, I'm also a licensed Medicare agent.
Excellent.
And I sit down and talk with a lot of seniors
yeah.
or other individuals
right.
that are on Medicare. So I always, you know, like to kind of find out about, mm-hmm. get a sense of their, whether or not I think they might qualify
Beautiful.
For LIS.
Yes.
So that I can help,
Excellent.
You know, get them qualified. Because a lot of people just don't know
Absolutely.
That their help is available to them.
And how appreciative for folks such as yourself, Constance, if I can mm-hmm. just say thank you on behalf of the seniors who are listening, to have wonderful people like yourselves. You've been doing this for how long now?
Well, with Medicare, I've been doing Medicare for about 5 years now.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I love it.
I was going to say, I see the look on your face, the smiles mm-hmm. when you have that opportunity to talk with older ones. I mm-hmm. mean, they are just the world to a
they
lot of
are.
Us.
They are.
They are the matriarchs and patriarchs of the family. And when we look at, especially I'm sure with you, you get to hear a lot of the wisdom
mm-hmm.
from a lot of our senior adults, and I just don't think they get enough love or credit. So
that's right. And they just really want someone that's going to sit and talk with them
exactly.
and explain everything
very true
so that they can understand.
Absolutely.
So.
and that's mm-hmm. what it takes sometimes, yeah. just that listening ear that you provide.
That's right.
So thank
mm-hmm.
you so much for that, and thank you, radio family, for your listening ear. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard Saturday and Sunday mornings here in our intercom station. So great to have your company and the company of members of our Community Focus family. And she is definitely that in Constance Harris with Segmented Marketing Services, Inc., or SMI for short, if you hear us use the acronym. And she serves as a National Project Management Director. Now, what are some of the benefits as we continue? We've covered LIS, which again stands for Low Income Subsidy. Constance, what are the benefits for the dual eligible plans? Let's get into the details with that.
Okay, so with the dual eligible plan, again, the person needs to have both Medicare and Medicaid,
mm-hmm.
and then you are able to enroll in a dual eligible plan. Now, these plans offer a lot more benefits to you,
mm-hmm.
normally at no out-of-pocket cost.
Great.
So additional dental benefits, vision benefits,
mm-hmm.
Trips to your doctor appointments.
Right. Nice.
Even trips to the gym, because a lot of them offer the Silver Sneakers program.
Oh, I was thinking about that. Nice.
Which includes the Y and a lot of other participating gyms.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this is no out-of-pocket. They have a generous allowance that they can order over-the-counter things, such as first aid or mm-hmm. blood pressure kits or right. cold medicine, pain medicine, mm-hmm. they're able to order all these items and have it shipped to their home Great. At no out-of-pocket cost.
Beautiful.
So these are just additional benefits to these consumers, to these customers mm-hmm. that they're able to get at no out-of-pocket cost to them if they qualify, if they have both Medicare and Medicaid.
Just one other important item.
These plans are also going to provide additional assistance in helping to manage their any health conditions that they have.
Nice.
If they're suffering from diabetes or right. heart conditions, whatever it is, it's going to help them to manage those conditions.
That's excellent. I just wanted to go back and thank you for sharing that, because Constance, that's another thing that reminds me, a lot of our senior adults, when they get to that age where they either are no longer driving mm-hmm. or someone is driving for them, I like that one of the benefits with the dual eligible plans is a lot of the medications or services delivered directly to the home.
Right.
Because you have a lot of seniors who can't get out. You have many that are shut in mm-hmm. and who simply just don't have adequate transportation. Although we love the ones that are still able to get out and about, it's nice that the ones who are unable to do so are just as equally taken care of as the ones that mm-hmm. do.
Right. And I like it too, because it frees up some money that they can do something else with.
That's true.
For instance, if they're on that low aspirin regimen,
right.
they can order that. They can order their cold or allergy medicine, vitamins, whatever it is they need. And then the money they would have spent on those items, they can use it for something else that
Absolutely.
They need.
You know, that's an excellent mm-hmm. point, because we're right in the middle of, here we are still in the winter months, mm-hmm. cold and flu season
yes.
is running rampant. And then, of course, the big news is, even though it's not impacting many of us as residents in the immediate North Carolina area, of course, the big story is the drop in temperature across most of the country, Northeast, in which places like Chicago and Detroit, oh my goodness, did you hear?
Yes.
Like it's 50, 60 degrees below
zero.
I've never lived in a place that cold. I hope to never live in a place that cold. But certainly when we think, if we have family or friends who are in those areas, and let's just say it can get kind of cold here in the Carolinas. Not as cold as, say, as Chicago or Detroit, but cold enough for us.
Cold enough.
Exactly. Yes. Now, you likely have answered this question, but let me ask you again. Who can qualify for LIS and dual eligible benefits?
Okay, so for LIS benefits, the way you qualify for that is based on your income. So if you're an individual mm-hmm. and your income is $18,210 a year or lower, mm-hmm. then you're likely to qualify.
Okay. Very good.
If you're married, then the income is less than $24,690 for the household.
Okay.
In some cases, you could even apply with a little higher income.
Okay.
So if you're not sure, mm-hmm. you want to just go ahead and try. Now, also, they take your assets into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they do not include the house that you live in,
okay.
your car that you drive,
right.
Those types of things are not included. But they would include like your checking and savings account,
okay.
if you own any other real estate or stocks and bonds.
Right.
So for an individual, your assets have to be lower than $14,100.
Mm-hmm.
And for a married couple, lower than $28,150. You also have to have both Medicare Part A and B.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's a whole nother conversation mm-hmm. as to what that is. And you have to live in the United States or the District of Columbia. So that's, those people will qualify
okay.
or may qualify for LIS.
LIS. Okay. Mm-hmm. And now to the dual eligible.
Now for the dual eligible, again, you must have both. Medicare and Medicaid, and you have to live in the 50 states or the District of Columbia.
Okay. Now, Constance, how can someone get approved to receive either of those benefits?
Okay, now for LIS, it's handled through Social Security office.
Okay.
So you can call them, call Social Security, you can go online, or you can go directly to the Social Security office. Or you could have a Medicare agent to help you. I do that all the time for people, and I'm sure there are many other Medicare agents that do the same thing.
Right.
And just go online and help that person apply. And you can always call our office.
Mm-hmm. And do you have that number?
And I can give that number. It's 336-759-7477.
And thank you for that pace. That was perfect because that allowed me enough time to write it down myself. And so, Radio Family, obviously, we'll repeat that number as we come to the end of our conversation this morning. But, Constance, just some excellent information. Thank you so much for what you have shared so far. Now, my next question to you is this. There is something known as program in a box. What exactly is that? Can you give us a breakdown and some details?
Yes, I'm very excited to talk about Program in a Box. Now, Program in a Box is a program put together by Humana. So what this program includes is about 39 educational classes that talk about a variety of topics, such as how to adopt a healthy lifestyle, eating healthy diets, taking care of your mind. You know, that's always important.
Exactly.
Managing chronic health conditions like diabetes and heart conditions.
Right.
So if you are someone that works with senior citizens, especially low-income senior citizens or disabled, a representative can come to your organization and provide this free education to your members. So if you have a church or you have a group home or assisted living, any type of those places, like the Y that works with senior citizens or disabled, you know, why not have someone come out and share some education at no cost to the organization, no cost to the members, and you can have one or more of these classes. You know, you could set it up on a weekly basis for a 6-week period.
Right.
You know, so there's a lot that you can do. Again, if you call SMSI, we'd be happy to set that up with you. So this is
fantastic.
Just helping to get the education out there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And just a beautiful service and a beautiful way to really keep our senior adults moving.
That's right.
And Constance, not just physically, I thought you brought up an excellent point. When our parents or just older individuals get to a certain age, sadly, many of us as individuals and as families have loved ones who either are suffering from the onset of dementia or have Alzheimer's.
That's right.
And that can be a devastating a situation for any individual or family to deal with. But to have programs that really focus on keeping the mind as sharp as possible.
That's right.
Because I tell you, I don't know about you, Constance, I have several older friends who, let me just say, I want to be like them when I grow up. You've probably heard that expression before. Because they are just, their minds, when they are still in a frame of mind, it just always amazes me how much they remember. Depending upon how far back they can go. And I remember, and I'll use my late grandmother as an example, it before she suffered from the onset of dementia, when we would spend time together, it amazed me how she could remember things that happened like 40, 50 years ago. Sadly, you ask her what we just discussed 5 minutes, that's a little more difficult. But it's always amazed me, and I may have to get someone in here to go into the particulars of that, how the long-term memory seems to remain intact.
That is, it is amazing.
It always fascinates me how they can remember exactly what they were doing on a certain day back in 1968 or 64. But, ask them, what did you do yesterday? And some can remember, some it takes a little longer to get to that point. But I'm like you. I just have such an affection for our senior adults, because that's basically who I was around most of my life, as my mother's only child. So, it was a joy. And of course, really, in a lot of instances, that was who my grandmother, because she was of that generation. Right. Her friends were of that age. And so that's who I was exposed to growing up as a kid. And I guess that's why I just have such a special love.
Well, that's
for
true.
Older adults.
Yeah, I do too.
Thank you. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, Constance, even though we have shared the information in terms of the number, again, which is 336-759-7477, how else can people get more information on the initiative?
Well, you can go to Medicare.gov to get more information about Medicare plans. You can also go to the Humana website.
Okay.
You can call our office and we'll happy to have someone to come out and talk to you or your organization. Please use us. That's what the initiative is for.
Excellent.
So no question is too small or insignificant.
I love that. I love that. And so, Constance, that number again is 336-759-7477. So hopefully, Radio Family, you have taken that number down. You've already had it programmed in your smart device. Use that number as often as possible, and you certainly will be in contact with wonderful persons such as Constance Harris. My dear, in the remaining minutes that we have, any closing thoughts or anything that I did not ask that you would like to discuss?
Well, just want to encourage people to help spread the word that there are a lot of benefits that are available to seniors and disabled that they may not be aware of and may not be taking advantage of those benefits. So please reach out to us. We'd love to come out and talk to you, come out and talk to your group that you may represent, and just help these seniors get the benefits that they deserve to help them live their best life.
I like that. And that is a beautiful way, Constance, to say thank you so much for what you do in our communities, my dear. Please keep up the wonderful work. And for everyone that you work with at SMSI, Segmented Marketing Services, Inc., on behalf of our seniors, thank you so much. I don't think that many would be able to, like you say, get the help and services that they deserve if it wasn't for fine agencies such as this. So thank you, as you serve as a National Project Management Director. Again, it is so good to see. It's been a while. Let's not take as long.
And thank you, Renee, for all that you do.
Oh, well, thank you. I can't do this alone, my dear. So this is definitely a family affair. And again, it is good to have you back here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. You know with me, no goodbyes. Just until next time. So I would love to have you, if possible, back on a future program.
Because I would love to be back.
I would love to welcome you back, because as other programs and services become available through SMSI, we can certainly talk about it right here in our public affairs program.
All right. Great. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And thank you, Radio Family, for your wonderful time and for the good things you're doing in our communities. Please keep up the great work. And indeed, there are no goodbyes. Enjoy the rest of this day and the rest of your weekend. And until that next time, I'll talk to you right here, the weekend edition of Community Focus. Take care.